The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off racing.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Friday's racing on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 11:40 a.m. Mick Norton, John Budden and Gary Capewell will be the team in the studio. We have racing at Cheltenham, Bangor and Southwell on Friday afternoon. We'll finish the day with two all-weather fixtures on a Friday evening as normal. It's Wolverhampton and Dundalk to finish the day. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is Catherine Fry. How are you, Catherine?
Good, Mark, thanks. Yeah, looking forward to another great weekend's action at Cheltenham.
Yep, Cheltenham is back Friday and Saturday, and some great racing coming up as well this weekend. So before we get stuck into Friday's action in detail, we'll quickly just look ahead to the weekend as well, because the Stewart Family Gold Cup is the Stewart Family Thank You Gold Cup, as it's called, or the December Gold Cup, whatever you want to call it. It changes its name every year, doesn't it?
But yeah.
It's a big race, and it's where we will start. Colour Squadron and John Spirit, the 9-2 joint favourites at the time of recording. Grandioso is 6s, At a Glance 8s, Cantlow 9s, 10s for Easter Meteor and Salou Fleur, 12-1 for Champion Court and Double Ross, and then 16-1 or bigger prices the rest. The big race of the weekend, and John Spirit, who won the Paddy Power, and was your tip for that. Catherine, have you changed your mind since you were going to side with him again in this, weren't you?
No, I haven't changed my mind, Mark. I know we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. I think he's still very well handicapped. I know I've said on here before, I can see John Spirit going on to be the type of horse that will do well in the Ryanair. If you look at how he came into the season, how he came in on a mark of 129 into the showcase, I'll never know. And then up 10 to get into the Paddy Power. I know he was getting a bit sort of tired later on in the interview that Richie McLennan gave after that, was that the petrol gauge was just starting to empty. It's worth considering that he was running over 3 miles a lot last season. I think this is his best trip, but he doesn't have a problem going further. I think he's still a very, very well handicapped horse. Of course, that is going to catch up with him at some stage. He's sort of reminiscent of the late Exotic Dancer. His profile is almost absolutely identical. Exotic Dancer, obviously trained by John Joe Neal. He was a six-year-old that went into the Paddy Power on a mark of 139 and won it, and then followed up in this race. Have to talk about Colour Squadron. He surprised me sort of with how well he jumped in the Paddy Power. I think obviously when we spoke about the Paddy Power beforehand, I just couldn't see how his jumping would hold up. That's it. All those problems seem to have gone, which is great. I think that his overall profile, I'm not sure he's trustworthy. You know,
it would have been running a straight line, wouldn't it?
Yeah, he's obviously, look, he's got his quirks, and he's short enough price for this. And of the two of them, with everything that we know, you'd have to be with John Spirit. Oh, very interested in the return of Salou Fleur. Obviously, he's had no end of problems. I think he had a few problems going into the Paddy Power Gold Cup, which is why he didn't run in that. If you think that he absolutely annihilated the Byrne Group Plate Field in 2012, and if he comes back in sort of any form like that, really, he's still a very well handicapped individual. Well, no, I can't see further than John Spirit. I know, obviously, I'm not going to be getting any fancy prices about him this time around, but he's still the one for me, Mark.
Okay, John Spirit, then, the 9-2 joint favourite, and Catherine's staying loyal to him. If Colour Squadron could stay straight, I think that he'd have a good chance. And the one that I were interested in at slightly bigger odds, 8-1, is At a Glance, who won at the Cheltenham Festival and Aintree over hurdles, and he's just just this season, starting to get the hang of things over fences as well. And he ran a good race in the Paddy Power as well. He's better off at the weights.
Yeah, he stays on the same mark, doesn't
he? Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So I think he's got an alright chance if his jumping continues to improve.
Yeah, absolutely. And no, I wouldn't dispute that.
Okay. One that won't go to the race, though, is Home Farm.
It's a shame. I did see him as a rival to John Spirit. I thought he was a very well-handicapped individual, but he scoped badly, didn't he?
I'll probably see him closer to Christmas, all being well. So John Spirit there, then. Another big race on Saturday is the International Hurdle, over 2 miles and 1 furlong, and it's the return of the new one. We've seen him once already this year. Very impressive in success there. It's likely to be him against Zarkander at the top end of the market. And do you think the new one can... I mean, his rivals for the champion hurdle have since come out, and some of them have stated impressive cases, so he needs to state his case once again.
Yeah, he does. I think the new one, look, he's in his own backyard. He absolutely loves Cheltenham. He's got that... We saw it in evidence in the Neptune, and we also saw it in his reappearance at Kempton. He's got that absolutely devastating turn of foot. It's just the way he kicked clear from the last of the Neptune up the hill, and he... A horse that just, you know, Sam's riding at the top of his game, and a horse that loves challenge is just going to, he's talented anyway, but the fact that he loves the place so much, it just makes him absolutely potent. As people who know me know, I'm the world's biggest Hurricane Fly fan, but new one absolutely petrifies me. I was up at Nigel's the week before the Paddy Power, and just seeing the new one come up the gallop, it strikes fear. It really does. Zarkander obviously won the race last year. I think he was given a genius ride by Ruby, and this last year he was given a genius ride by Ruby when he beat the new one at Aintree. I think the new one's going to reverse the form here. Court Minstrel is a horse that continues to interest me. I'm somewhat puzzled by Evan Williams' comments that the horse isn't very good. I still see Court Minstrel as a graded performer, to be honest. Last year I was following Court Minstrel very closely. I was hoping that we would see him line up in something like the Supreme or the Neptune at the Festival, and obviously he was widely touted for the County Hurdle as well. Ended up missing both Cheltenham and Aintree and going to the Scottish Champion Hurdle via Plumpton. But I think this horse is still, I don't understand. Look, heaven knows him better than me. But I still think he's a very, very capable horse on the day. I don't think he can turn anything around with a new one, obviously, but he's a horse that I will be watching very closely in this. But yeah, it's a new one's race, and also it'd be great for Twist and Davis Stable. They've had some horrendous luck recently, and they've lost like 3 good horses, and an African Gold falling the other day was just, you know, saw how frustrated Sam was. He's punching the floor. I'd love it to win for them. It'd be, give them a boost.
Yeah. They struggled for a winner for a while as well, didn't they?
Yes.
Is African? Did I read the other day that African Gold's going back over hurdles, by the way, just as a side note?
Oh, I did see that late last night on Twitter. I did see that he was sort of going back over hurdles. It's kind of, I was talking about this last night as well, it's kind of, obviously we were all like, wow, at the Albert Bartlett form, and then obviously at Fisher's Crosses, yeah, he had the setback, and then his jumping was just alarming at Newbury, and then African Gold. It's too early to be striking a line through either of them, but yeah, look, if that's what's that's what's best for the horse. It's strange, I always saw him as a chaser, and I know that they did too. I was up there before the festival, and I just sort of brought African Gold out, and he was like, this is a future chaser, and he's a big stamp of a horse. So who knows? I don't know. Look, they're very good at schooling horses up there. They've got sort of pure science. There's another one as a dodgy jumper, and then they've got him schooling every day. So they can iron his problems out.
Okay. Interesting to see what happens there then, but you expect the new one to win on Saturday?
I do, yeah, I do.
Okay.
I'll be even more frightened of him.
I must say, I do think that Hurricane Fly is really going to struggle this year in the Champion Hurdle. Sorry to have to say that, but the young horses coming through this year, they're just
if they all turn up in the Champion Hurdle, that is just the race of the season almost, isn't it?
It'll be a belter, won't it?
Yeah.
Right, Friday then. We must look at Friday's racing. We're going to look at the 140, the 210 and the 315 at Cheltenham. The first of which is the 140, and it's a handicap hurdle, a Class 3 handicap hurdle over 2 miles and 1 furlong. And the Sky Farmer arrives here in good form. He ended last season with a win at Wincanton. He's then won both starts this year at Newton Abbott and Taunton. So chasing a four-timer, he's clearly in good heart, but up in class a little bit today. Do you think he'll continue his winning run?
I think he will. I think this is a chappy little race. Obviously, the Sky Farmer has got sort of form. If you go back to the Ascot bumper in February, you know, he only went down to Red Sherlock by a head. Red Sherlock was one of the horses that impressed me the most at the Open meeting this year. I think he's an absolute machine. The Sky Farmer is the best horse in the race. And he's also got form with West Wizard, who, you know, is quite highly touted by Bertha. If you, as you say, he's unbeaten over hurdles so far. He's on a mark of 1, 2, 3. You'd expect him to be rated or go on to be rated in far in excess of that. I think you've got, obviously, Nicky's horse, Lovius. He's on something of a... still on something of a comeback mission. The one that does interest me slightly is Canadian Diamond, who's second in the conditional jockeys hurdle at the showcase meeting. The third and fifth in that race have both come out and won since. On a mark, he's like carrying 11.4. James Banks actually takes £5 off that. I think he could play a part, but he's kind of one of these horses that... You don't know if he really wants to go through with it. Do you know what I mean? When you get a horse with sort of like a run of twos by his name, I always think, is he unlucky, or does he just not want to go through with it? So he'll be one that I'll be watching in this. I think the bottom horse there, Western Approaches, he actually runs today as well, doesn't he? The Ian Williams horse.
He might not run tomorrow then.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, he should be running now at Taunton. And obviously you got Ulan Boots of Venetia Williams. His mistake at the last at Sandown kind of sort of put pay to his chances. He was always held by the winner, but he didn't beat much, but he was a 13 length winner at Southall before that. Chappy little race, but I fully expect the Sky Farmer to go on and be something very decent indeed, so I'll stick with him.
Okay, the Sky Farmer then. We haven't mentioned Fourth Estate in there, the other Nicky Henderson runner. He racked up a bit of a sequence at the start of last season. Finished fourth, just stayed on at one pace at Haydock, beating four lengths there at the back end of last season. That was stepping up to 2.5 miles. Made his reappearance at Kempton, back over 2 miles. Finished a decent second behind Ranjan, a neck behind that runner. And most of Nicky Henderson's horses have improved for the run as well this year. So if he comes out better again, he could be a danger, couldn't he?
Yeah, he could be. I know what you're saying about improving for the run, but I just think the Sky Farmer's the better horse. And obviously, look, he's in receipt of, you know, it's not a lot, but he is in receipt of £2 from him. He's a 5-year-old. Fourth Estate is a 7-year-old. Just wonder, is he going to sort of be go on to be one of those nearly horses? We don't know. It'd be no surprise to see him go in. But that's kind of he's one that I have a question mark by the side of him at the moment.
Okay, and I can tell you that Western Approaches has just won the 12:40 at Taunton.
Excellent.
So I don't think he'll be turning out of Cheltenham on Friday.
No, I sort of he actually. When I was looking back through Western Approaches' form, he actually very nearly won a race at Cheltenham in 2011 when he was with Nicky Henderson. So, yeah. I look, Ian Williams is on a nice run as well. So, yeah, no, pretty sure we won't be seeing him tomorrow.
So the Sky Farmer then in the 140 at Cheltenham. On to the 210 next. This is a Grade 3 handicap chase over 3 miles and 1 furlong. And there's some pretty... decent performers in here that we're used to seeing at this kind of level. Theatre Guide, Nakara Bo, horses like Pigeon Island, Duke of Lucca. I mean, it's a good field, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great field. I think obviously Burtonport will start with him, placed in a Gold Cup. I think his targets may be lying elsewhere. Look, you know, he's the class horse in the race. Nakara Bow, we'd all love to see him win at Cheltenham, wouldn't we? Do you know what I mean? To finally break that Cheltenham hoodoo. Oh, loves the place, but just can't seem to sort of get in front there. Theatre Guide, he ran an absolute blinder in Hennessy to only finish what, 4.5 lengths behind a Trilla Delane. He pulled up at the festival. I think it was too early to say whether it's the track or not, as he was out of form at the time. He actually beat Hinterland last year. He went into the Hennessy on a mark of... what did he go into the Hennessy on a mark of 145? He was only up to 147. I don't think that's harsh at all. He was actually... I wondered at one point, was he actually going to win the Hennessy? Trilla Delane, obviously, I didn't see him winning that. Rocky Creek, I'm a massive fan of Rocky Creek, so I am taking Theatre Guide pretty seriously in this. Quentin Collonge there, I thought he was quite unlucky at Cheltenham last time out, kind of held every chance and he got carried wide turning for home and then actually unseated Ryder at the last. Yeah, Monbeg Dude, obviously he's on the road to the Grand National. He probably needs more of a marathon trip than this, but he will be staying on at the end. Never runs a bad race. He was third in the 3 mile 3 event that he actually won at the open meeting last year. Prince of Pirates, Nicky Henderson's horse, obviously won at this meeting 3 years ago, but he's quite lightly raced for an 8-year-old. And as we've just said there, some of Nicky's are like needing their first run. And I think in a race of this nature, he's going to be vulnerable to race fit rivals. I'm with Theatre Guide. I fully expect him to win this.
Okay, Theatre Guide then in the 2.10 at Cheltenham, on to the 3.15 then. This is a Class 2 handicap hurdle of 3 miles. And this race was won by At Fisher's Cross last year. We're going to see something like that come out this year's renewal, do you think?
Well, there is a horse in here that I think could be, I don't put my neck on the line here, could be a future world hurdle contender. And that's Southfield Theatre. Obviously, he was returned spring, Salubrious and Southfield Theatre all renew their rivalry from that. It was one of the finishes of the season so far, the race at Cheltenham in November. He got returned spring. Look, he was on a feather, mate. He was 1.25 when he won at the Open. He's up to 1.30 here. That's not harsh. Southfield Theatre went into that race on 1.40. He's up to 1.44. And Salubrious, he's going to be on a mark of 1.53. One horse that we're not kind of talking is Thomas Crapper, and we have to talk about him because he's going for the hat trick. He went into the showcase of a mark of 1.22, and then went to the Open on 1.28, which was just I could kick myself for not backing him that day, Mark, because I just thought, that's not harsh at all. Loves this place. He could do it. He's only on 1.34 now. So you sort of wonder, really, is he still being underestimated because he's not from a fashionable stable? Again, as I've just said with a new one, when you get a horse that's sort of progressive and on a roll and loves Cheltenham, that is pretty dangerous. There's £10 between him and Southfield Theatre, and I do think Southfield Theatre is the better horse, but it would be no surprise for me for Thomas Crapper to actually go in. I'll be watching So Fine as well. I was pretty disappointed with So Fine last time out, because I was actually hoping So Fine to come out and boost the trackmate form from the Thames final. But Angles Hill, look, he ran an absolute blinder behind Thomas Grapper in November, and he's pretty dangerous. Look, he's on 10.5, and Connor Schumacher takes the 5 off. This is a tough little race, but I think that Southfield Theatre is something special, and I've thought that since I saw him win his bumper at the showcase last year. So for that reason alone, I'm going to go with Southfield Theatre, but I'm slightly terrified of Thomas Grapper and Angles Hill.
Okay, Southfield Theatre then in the 3.15 at Cheltenham. You think he'll reverse form with return spring then? Let's have a quick summary of your selections, if you wouldn't mind, before you go. If you'll just spin us through them one more time.
No problem at all. Okay, so in the 1.40 at Cheltenham tomorrow, I'm going with the Sky Farmer. In the 2:10, I'll be with Theatre Guys. And in the 3:15, I'm going to be with Southfield Theatre.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, Catherine. Should be a good couple of days at Cheltenham once again. Enjoy the action and good luck with your selections.
No problem, Mark. Thanks very much.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.